Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
David Poyle, Predators General Manager, joins us. The Predators fall last night 5-1 to the Jets. David, how are you?
I'm good. Could it be a little bit better? That was a hard loss last night. Obviously, we had really kind of looked forward to that game as a barometer, and Winnipeg clearly was the better team, last night. So we got to get our work boots back on today and get ready for Florida tomorrow night.
If you take that game as a barometer, you've stuck with what you had from last year. That team was your obstacle that you didn't get past. Does it make you rethink your approach at the trade deadline now? Do you need to be somehow different to be able to get past that team?
I think we do that every day, and every win probably takes you in a one direction, and every time you lose, it probably takes you in a little bit different direction. I try not to be knee jerk in my decisions, but I certainly understand the question and the opponent. We beat them earlier in the year 3-0. I'm looking at some of the better teams in the league, like Tampa Bay, that's lost, I think, nine games in the season. We beat them twice. We just beat the Capitals twice. We won the Stanley Cup last year. So I think there's a lot of good things that we have going for us in terms of the belief that we're a good team and we can beat top teams. Last night's game, I thought we were the better team until they scored. I mean, we had some really good zone time. Austin Watson hit the crossbar, and I can't tell you how important the first goal seems to be. I mean, we've only lost once this year when we scored the first goal. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. As the game wore on, and they get a goal in the last minute of the period and in the first period, that really hurts. They got a goal, I think, on the second shift of the second period. When you should be more fired up or what have you. So it certainly was not a good situation, but I'm certainly not going to, panic over one game. And, some of our players played good last night, and I was disappointed in a lot of players last night. And, you add all that up, and sometimes you have a bad outing. So it's noted, let's put it that way.
David Poyle with us. David, we mentioned earlier in the show, Pekka didn't necessarily give up a bad goal last night, but the Pekka Rinne for much of this season was making saves on what could have been goals, and now at times he's not. Recently, there's been a lot of up and down play. I think that's fair to say. Is there any concern that doubt may start to creep in?
Again, I'm just it's one game out of 82. It was the Winnipeg Jets, and it was not our finest hour. I kind of like to think we win and lose as a team. There will be situations for sure that'll happen that it's your goaltender's fault, or vice versa, where your goaltender actually wins you a game. I mean, I think Winnipeg had, I know, because we go over our stats and our analytics after the game, and in terms of quality chances against zone one, chances against versus what we create, all those things. I mean, after the first 10 minutes of the game, we were pretty well outplayed by Winnipeg in all areas. So again, that was a bad and disappointing night, but depending on Pekka, I don't think that's fair at all. I thought he made a lot of good saves.
Is it the ability to chalk that up to one of 82? I'm sure you could do that in any night, but back in October, we discussed looking at the division standings with you because everything was tightly contested. But it's really between you and Winnipeg for the top two in the division. And as you look at the standings, there's a 10-point separation between you and third place. Do you feel comfortable? And is that why you can look at last night and say, okay, let's just see where we go from here instead of overanalyzing one result?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, again, I'm not trying to get away from the fact that you were disappointed in our play last night, but it is 82 games, and that, I mean, to me, I'm never comfortable until it's basically over. I am hoping that when it's all said and done, we can give Winnipeg a good run for first place in our division. It matters a lot, and we take a lot of pride in where we finish and home ice advantage and all of those situations, but we certainly have seen from the playoffs in the past years that anybody can win anybody's ice surface, and even, it's important, but it's not the end-all situation. I think this is where the question is coming from. It really feels like regardless of whether we finish first, second, we win a round in the playoffs, it looks like we're going to have to play Winnipeg. If they're going to be successful, they're going to have to go through us, and if we're going to have to be successful, we're going to have to go through them. So, we have got to, we play them a couple more times this year. We've got to find a way to play better against them than we did last night so that we make sure that we have the belief and the confidence when we do get in the playoffs and we do have that opportunity to face them again in the playoffs that we'll be ready to capitalize and to beat them.
Predators General Manager David Poile with us on the Midday 180.
More broadly than just last night, David, you guys have lost 7 games by 3 or more this season. All last season, that number was 8. Do you got by the thing that that a loss is a loss, or does an increasing number of big losses concern you?
Last year was our best year ever, and obviously we had the number one record, and we won the President's Trophy. After the first 20 games this season where we were the number one team, and I guess because I say we're the most consistent team, we have been very inconsistent. Now, a lot of it has to do with injuries, and a lot of it has to do with maybe some inconsistent players from some individuals. And last night, that was again another one of those situations. I mean, there are some players that played well, as I said earlier, but there's some players that, were disappointed. There were some bad defensive plays last night that, cost us goals. So all around, it was not a good effort. I guess all I can say is that I'm hoping that these experiences that you have, whether it be the last couple of years going to the Stanley Cup Finals, or, losing to Winnipeg in the 7th game, or all these injuries that we've gone through this year, that these will all make us better when we get to the point of getting back in the playoffs this year. It's a tough league. There's a lot of good teams. And, we're hopefully, as I always say, hopefully that we're one of them. And when push comes to shove, we'll find a way to beat whoever we get matched up in the playoffs.
Wondering about a couple of your defensemen. Roman Josi is taking a ton of shots. I think he's on pace to break Shea Weber's franchise record by a lot, but his shooting percentage isn't very good. Wondering if he's settling for too many easy shots. Ryan Ellis, before last night, I know his percentage on net was, I think, 7th amongst your defensemen. Are guys maybe on occasion settling for too many easy shots? Do those percentages concern you at all?
Well, there's stats and analytics that are kept in the league on shooting percentage, and we are way below that as a team. We're one of the lower teams, right now. In the analytic world, they tell us that everything sort of evens out at 100%, if you will. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But if you were a believer in that, you would think that because of the shot attempts that we are getting and where we are versus the rest of the league in terms of our shooting percentage, that's something that actually could go up and be in our favor just by the law of averages. So you are correct in what you're saying, that we're getting a lot of opportunities, and Josi and Ellis have been really good offensive players. Ellie's really struggled this year in terms of putting up points and goals and in comparison to last year, but it's not a case of not getting the attempts. He's probably missed the net maybe a little bit more than last year. Roman's doing really well with his offense, but maybe could be a tad bit better. I would think again on the lucky side that maybe we'll be a little bit luckier as the season goes along from that standpoint.
David, when Subban first arrived here, he opened up with Josi as the defense pairing, but you quickly went away from that. But we've seen them now together for most of the last 2 games. When you split defensive pairings in the middle of the year, what goes into that decision-making process, and how hard is it for a new defense pair to find that chemistry?
Just Peter trying to shake things up a little bit, right on the line of how you're questioning me today, to make sure everybody's not just complacent or taking things for granted in terms of their position and who they're playing with. It's also a little bit of a reflection of trying to get the power play going a little bit better, and that's why he had Josi with Subban for the last couple of games, and then using them on the power play instead of Josi and Ellis, just trying to get newer, different things. I don't think it should be that difficult. I mean, these guys are all skilled guys. It isn't like they haven't played together before. But again, this whole thing of where we are in these last 20 to 30 games with a combination of injuries, and there's certainly been a lot more inconsistency this year than there was last year. And I think we I'm hoping and believing that we have the players that can get through that. And at the end of the day, hopefully we'll be better for it.
David Poile has been our guest. David, thank you for the time. We always enjoy the visit.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.